Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm doing an audio today in my office, in my home, in Plano, Texas. I moved to Plano, into the city, 9 years ago. July 1st, 9 years ago, this month, I've lived here. And I've confronted every kind of spirit and every kind of people since God sent me here. 9 years. And all kinds of attacks. All kinds of attacks from people of sin, full of sin, full of iniquity, full of the devil, full of witchcraft. Amen. And their single purpose was to stop the purposes of God. No, they didn't resist me. They had resisted God. It's an incredible thing, frankly. But God sent me, and he that God sends speaks God's words. And here I am, 9 years later, standing. I've been sued in a court of law by two people that attended my ministry for years. They sued me with false charges. They brought falsehoods against me, lies. They found attorneys that would represent them in their lives, not even knowing anything about me. But they were unable to destroy what God sent to Plano. It's really a great thing, frankly, to watch what God has done. You see, in 1 Corinthians 6, it says that the courts are unjust. Unjust says, dare anyone bring a brother to court before an unjust court, yet two people, we don't have members. Oh, we got members, but they're not members. Two attendees file suit against me and my ministry. Amen. And of course, they would rather try to scare me and tell me not to mention any of this. Oh, isn't that a shame? Well, let me tell the two that filed the suit or the suits. It's mentioned at the throne of God. Oh, yeah. Jesus knows who you are. He knows your lives. He even knows the color of your hair as well as mine. It's been a great time, a great blessing, frankly, to be a servant of God and to watch God uphold me and not destroy me, or I should say, not let me be destroyed. You see, sin killed the body of Jesus, but couldn't kill his spirit, his soul. Sin killed Terry Mine, but that the sin couldn't kill his spirit or his soul. And God took Jesus to heaven. He overcame sin. He took Terry back to heaven. And then he overcame sin. And I was sued in a court of law by a wicked man that was full of malice and untruthfulness, just lies. Amen. God is my judge. He's also this man's judge. Amen. Oh, you'll pay, friend. You'll pay a big price. You know, both of these people that sued me, I gave money to them. I helped them. I preached the gospel to them. I prayed for them. Yet, they just wanted to destroy the purposes of God. Well, it's not going to happen. It didn't happen, thank God. I forgave all of you, every one of you. I do forgive you. You can't stop God. It doesn't matter what you think. You cannot stop God. Only a fool would bite against God. Nothing but a fool. But the world is full of fools. You know, in the book of Acts, there was a man. There was a bunch of religious people all upset at the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And they were ranting and raving, doing all they could to shut down the purposes of God. There was a man of the law, Gamaliel, a man of wisdom, man of wisdom of God. He stood up and he said, "You people, you know what you're doing?" He said, there were two people that gave their names that resisted what was going on. What was going on? They resisted God. And Gamaliel named both of them. Both of them were destroyed and all their followers. Amen. And Gamaliel told them that, you know? He told them that. Did you know, in Plano, there's a man named Steve Bell. And then he got a bunch of people joined up with him. And he, after 1 year, his works were destroyed. And then those people brought in another one named Bob Thompson. And they thought they were of God. And after a year or so, Bob Thompson fell apart. A witch brought him and Steve Bell down. A witch with all of her disciples brought both Steve Bell and Bob Thompson down. And then I show up in Plano. But God sent me, and he that God has sent, speaking God's words. Did you know that same witch brought a message to me, sent a message to me, said, "Tell the pastor he'll fall." I said, "Well, go tell that woman that God sent me, and I won't fall." And that's not God that sent told her to send you to tell me I would. Amen. Amen. Then that witch came to my building, and she sent and took notes, and she sent another message to me. Tell the pastor, if he will show an interest, we will come to church. I said, go tell the lady, the woman, to obey God. Amen. Then one night, I was speaking, and she was sitting on the west side sanctuary, about two-thirds way back, with her children present. And I was talking about a woman over in Benton County, and she held spiritual roundups in the spring and in the fall. She held them up, held them. And one day, Patty saw it first, and then I joined her, started binding that witch, her spirit, binding her spirit. And in a few days, that woman moved to Aubrey. Amen. And we just kept praying. And she started something in Aubrey. And yet she could not hear that spirit in Aubrey. So she moved back to that place that we met her out of. And you know what was interesting? I think within a day or two, the house that she returned to burned down. Burned down. That's the way God is. God sends, he that sent, that's God sends, speaketh God's words. And God, as servant, as authority to do whatever God wants him to do. Amen. Whatever. So, all you false people that have sued me in a court of law, the two of you, get straight. Whatever God wants, your judgment is there, right in your face, just like it was the witch that I drove out of town by the Spirit of God. Well, I think maybe I've set it up, and it might just be time to say, good day, folks, from Plano, Texas. Stand fast and see the salvation of God. Doyle Davidson speaking from his home in Plano. See you later, Doyle.